Eddie Montgomery, everybody, representing Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
My friend, it had to have been a rough year for you.
Well, I'm telling you, after September 8th last year, my whole world stopped. And, me and T-Roy, we'd been together. Nashville didn't put this together. Me and T, we were buddies and friends.
Right.
And so we'd been together almost 33 years. We knew each other longer than we'd known our wives.
Wow.
And when that day happened, man, and we had got done with the new CD, Here's to You, just 2 days.
That's
before,
what...
And- before the accident.
We were really all wondering what you were going to do. It's like, you have to release the music. It was worked on. It was done. T-Roy, I'm sure, worked as hard as you.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. That's the thing about it. That's what it all come down to, because I remember having a conversation with T, talking about Jim Beam, over a few drinks of Jim Beam, a few shots.
That's so weird you'd be drinking.
Back,
but
a few years back, and he's like, if either one of us go down, we want the other one to carry on the MG brand.
Get out.
And it's like I said, Nashville, if it's something Nashville put together, it probably would never happen.
Exactly, right.
We were brothers and friends, and there's a lot of video out there on us back in the day, and I hope it never comes out.
We got pictures.
I got a wild story, and I tell people this all the time. You guys were the first, I'll never forget this. I had sushi with you guys one night. Katsu Sushi, back when I was working for another show, in Ventura, in Studio City. And we ordered, I can't remember who else was at the table. We ordered so much sushi, and it was all on our side of the table. Like, it was you, me, and T-Roy, just like powering down. And I told people for years, guess what? Country music artists, they eat sushi like the rest of us, Joe. It does not have to be freaking venison. You know what I mean? It's like people say, why do you talk about movies on your show? It's because country music listeners go to the movies. You know what I mean?
I heard that.
Yeah.
I'm a big movie buff, so.
I know. It's bizarre, though, because some people who don't know country music and don't know the country music artist think that we're in this tiny niche and we only sit right there. Like, you would only eat something.
Oh, I know it, man.
Gravy.
There's a lot of times I go like, and I'm hell out of, course, I'm country as hell anyway.
I never know.
And still,
that.
Sometimes, I'm going like, now, where in the hell did they get that thought that us country people do that?
I know.
It's like, no, we do a lot of crazy ass stuff, but
I know. I gotta tell you, if I see one more hay bale on one more freaking right. Grammy stage, I'm gonna get
with a handkerchief around it somewhere.
I'm gonna drop kick somebody off the stage.
I'm telling
I
you,
truly
man.
Am. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm not sleeping with my cousin.
What? How dare you not do that? All right, so when is the album hitting?
It's come out in February, and it's been rocking.
Oh, yeah,
man,
sorry.
So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's been
it's
rocking.
It's way too early for me. It's before noon still, right?
Oh, hell, I'm with you. I told somebody earlier when I was like, man, I said, I'm used to going to bed this time.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. You're my kind of guy, I know.
I'm like, now I'm getting up, and I'm like, this is different.
Yeah, I know. It's weird seeing the, like 9 a.m. I want to see from the other side when I stayed up.
Yeah,
exactly. Getting up, my alarm clock going off at 8. All right. So how does it feel like being out on stage by yourself? Well, by yourself. I know you have a band.
We never called nobody fans. We call them friends, and we've been blessed enough. We got friends across the world, man. And I want to definitely thank them for all the cards and letters they sent in. And, they've taken to it, man, and they're loving it. So that's a great thing, going out there. And, it's been, I ain't going to lie about it, it's been tough. And it's like starting all over. And, when you always used to looking to your left and you had your partner in crime, and once it's not there, you go like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing this, and so far it's, all our friends will let me know whether it sucks or not. So
yeah, and you don't suck.
So we'll figure out, we'll go from there.
I'm so glad you're carrying on, honestly. I mean, it's just,
Definitely, man. That's like I said, I make a joke about it. Mom was a drummer, dad was a guitar player, and the bartenders were our babysitters,
right.
So, of course, Troy's dad owned a bar, and that's all we ever did was play in a bar 6 nights a week from the time we were little kids. So we don't know nothing else.
Well, good. Yeah, and you don't want to do anything else at this point. That's like me.
I love it. I got a big mouth anyway, so I love running my mouth.
So. You? So weird. All right, everybody, give it up. Eddie Montgomery. Gentry. Yeah, baby. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you all.